really stressed out right now. It's been coming to my attention that a lot of Trump supporters have been figuring out the truth about me and my family, you know, being in the, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't know what to do right now because everything's starting to come to light. I mean, these extremely reliable websites like 4chan, 8chan have been exposing shit. And it's like, if somebody wrote it on the internet, you know it must be true. And it is true. So it's like, I don't know how this is going to affect our whole New World agenda. Ever since The Simpsons predicted my dad being the spokesperson for the coronavirus, even though they didn't predict anything, it's been troublesome, to say the least. I guess I'm just going to have to work extra hard at my human sacrifices. I'm late for one right now, and I'm a little hungry, so I might eat someone's pineal gland on the way. But just know that we're watching you, and if you're talking shit on the internet, you're going to be the first people sent to the FEMA camps. So,
I know who you are, and I saw what you did.
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
That I cry, but I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. Just to call my special friend. Oh, the first time I down out in the rain and snow. Well, the first time I down out in the rain and snow. I didn't have no payroll, not even no place to go.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, $0.25, we passed a law through the leadership of Senator Thurman and myself and others, a law that says if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice. Under our forfeiture statutes, you can, the government can, take everything you own, everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you've just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. I don't care why they become a sociopath. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society. They are in jail. Away from my mother, your husband, our families. So I don't want to ask what made them do this. They must be taken off the street.
Here we've got Joe Biden swearing in Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who's there with his family, the Daines Piacenza family. And this shows how Joe Biden is a master of misdirection. First, he tells the family to look up to distract them before the pinching. And then as he's pinching, he says, no serious dates till you're 30. Right now, you see his hand on her right shoulder, and then it moves down to her right breast as he forms a pinching shape, and then he pinches. Well, he says, no serious dates until you're 30. Causing her eyes to bug out, she steps to the left. She looks back and forth for someone to help and to see if anyone saw him do it. She's looking for someone to help her. See what Biden did? He got everyone to look up. He distracted them, and then while he's pinching the girl, he says, no serious dates until you're 30, causing another relative of the girl to laugh. So he's got everyone distracted. Everyone thinks he's this funny, nice, affectionate guy. He pinched this girl. He molested this girl live on TV.
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
I'm so tired of crying. But I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. Well, I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
So anyway, and they kicked everybody out, okay?
Yeah.
And they had cleaned up the entire place of everything, okay? And they were getting ready to leave. And I woke up, and it was this rushing, 35-year-old woman. Really nice, particularly like hairnet. And she then, I don't know how long, but she refused to leave me. Until she refused to leave me, and they wouldn't call an ambulance.
Wow.
And they didn't know whether I was dead or not at first.
Why didn't they just come over and check?
No, they checked to see if I was breathing, and I finally like showed signs of breath. And at first, I wasn't breathing. I was even like, face down for like, I don't know how long. Anyway, my computer, like, taking tons of, like, just left, the, like, that cam on. He would always put it on. He had, like, a passcode and all that kind of shit, you know what I mean? And it was, like, I mean, like, crazy shit. And somebody stole them, like, during that period of time. And he, like, he did, like, this kind of pretend search. I think he's the one that stole my computer. I think the three of them, the three guys, that were like a little like group. I did it, and these two guys. Like, I took them everywhere. I mean, I was fucking crazy. He was fucking like everywhere, crazy out of my. And I think when I did that, I think they stole my computer. It wasn't somebody else. So I was gonna pack my shit as one of the computers. You know, I go check the Russian list. It's not her. You know, she, like, she walked out of the bathing suit in her hand. you know.
What does the computers have to do?
They have videos of me doing this. They have videos of me doing like fucking crazy sex, you know.
How long ago did this happen? You said before you met.
This summer, yeah.
So it would have been out already if they.
No. He also knows I make like a gazillion dollars.
So you're trying to blackmail me?
No, I make like a gazillion dollars.
No, but he without the computer. So
he's saying.
He wants the computer back.
No, like, I'll take a look. If you fucking like, give me a percentage of what you get for that stuff. Yeah, in some way, yeah. But no, see, the thing is, I have to look. Because he sells them. He sells them anonymously to TMZ.
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
So that I cry.
I think we should discuss that while you're there,
okay,
yeah.
But why did you call me at 9 o'clock in the morning to tell me that? On the morning that the Maureen Dowd article comes out.
I didn't know about Maureen Dowd.
Well, you did before you started
that
talking to me,
you
Allie.
You wouldn't attack me, that you would be a bit more humble.
I did
but
not
I
attack
was wrong,
you.
And it pissed me off.
I didn't attack you.
You said I'm going to use against you.
No, I said to
and
you,
then
Allie,
you said I haven't been
I don't
supportive.
Want to give you information
you
about this
I was
program because
okay.
I'm afraid that you'll use it against me as not
okay.
being enough.
I can't keep talking. We're going to go round and round
I'm
in circles.
Not arguing, Allie. I'm asking you.
Okay, I don't know. I think we should schedule a visit and we'll talk with a therapist. I'm not going to continue to argue and I don't want to talk and make things worse. Huh?
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
So that I cry. But I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road.
I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. but I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Pull the hell.
Hello, how are you?
Get off the tower, man. Don't want you to kill yourself.
I'm so tired of crying. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. Well, I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. Oh.
Sandwich shop.
Yes!
And Jerry is known to hang out down here. He likes the world sounds. Tamales.
And little boys.
And children.
I think that was his manager.
No.
We all have preferences. Anyway. Friendly people to Comet Pizza and Ping Pong. It's a wonderful day, the special day in January. It is the day of the birth of our Lord. Sasha, Lord. Sasha, you're here. And we've all come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It wasn't Christmas. No, it's today. If you are like me, you love Sasha. Or if you don't, you want perks from her. Things like free pizza. Sorry, I never said sorry about that. This is ad lib, I'm sorry again. I had a plan, but I just remembered the horrible things I've done. Well, have any of you enjoyed this special pizza here tonight called the Hottie? Or are you familiar with the Hottie if you didn't eat it? If you know the Hottie, you don't have to do anything grandiose. Just give me a little thumbs up if you know this Hottie. Just raise your hand a little. Okay. And if you haven't had it, you should try it. It's delicious. Well, I unfortunately discovered a very unpleasant secret tonight. I wanted to know what the special secret ingredient was, because it tastes like nothing I've ever had before. 6 years ago, before Facebook, I figured I was infertile. Barren. So I asked Sasha to carry my baby. And you know what? She did it. At first, I was alarmed. I was a little worried. I was like, okay, she's Russian. She might sell it for vodka and soft toilet paper. But no, she didn't. She held on to that child all the way to the end. And the fucked up thing was really, it was after it was born. I had to put that shit down. Euthanasia. You wanna know why? It came out really tiny. And it didn't have any hair. And it had this rope thing coming out of its stomach. It's fucking cord. I was like, is this what happens with first babies? And it gets a
gotta keep them separated.
Like a lady's fashion, like a Brady disease.
separated.
Hey! Now you're talking back to me. Take it out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey! Pay no mind. You're under 18. You won't be doing any time. Hey, hey! Come out and play!
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Took him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, you don't mind. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come on and play.
Baby wanna tell you what I'm talking. suffering for your love of music. And I remember that my... I don't think I got angry that much. I remember that my favorite first festival experience was I was with Lady Starlight.
Chrissy Teigen recently left social media due to the trolling she got from anons as a result of her pedo-themed tweets that people dug up from her Twitter.
Censorship.
Do whatever just to stay alive. Well, the way I feel is the way I ride.
So we move from battlefield to battlefield, doing what we can to wake the rest of the world up.
Shimmy, 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 ah yeah!